From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler with your headlines for Friday, July 24th.
Today marks 2 years since the park fire started in Chico's Bidwell Park and raced into Cohasset and other nearby communities.
We'll check in on the long road to rebuilding,
bring you the latest from the arson trial,
and a look at how some are coping 2 years later.
The park fire is one of the largest wildfires in California history. More than 400 homes were destroyed in Butte and Tehama counties. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports on the mental toll of recovery in Cohasset.
See you later.
I need some chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Gladys Gogger helped distribute food to survivors earlier this year at the Cohasset Community Center. The fire destroyed her rental home. When we spoke, she and her husband were living in a trailer in Forest Ranch. She said she still had trauma-related symptoms like flashbacks.
I didn't believe that they were flashbacks, but then a Vietnam vet told me that they indeed were, so I have to listen to him. He knows what he's talking about.
A scientific review of 60 studies about wildfires and mental health found PTSD, depression, and anxiety can stay with survivors months and even years after a disaster. Harvard psychiatrist Nomi Levy-Carrick says returning symptoms can catch survivors off guard.
They thought all these issues were better, and then boom, they're finding themselves kind of re-experiencing some of these symptoms all over again.
She says these feelings do not mean recovery has failed, and supportive relationships can help survivors regain stability. For Gogger, that connection comes through volunteering.
The grief is still going to be there, but helping your community is what's going to get you through it.
And it's a reason she wanted to return home to Cohasset. In Chico, I'm Audrey Wyatt.
Recovery isn't just emotional. For many, it's also about rebuilding. And so far, just 40 have entered the rebuilding permit process across the two counties, 21 in Butte and 19 in Tehama. Katie Simmons is Butte County's Deputy Chief Administrative Officer. She says that rebuilding numbers don't tell the whole story.
There's really no simple way to say, oh, that means the community is recovering quickly or slowly. There's so many variables to consider, but that is one indicator.
She says rebuilding is a long and complicated process.
Recovery never happens as quickly as anyone would like because it's a lot of moving pieces and a lot of decision making.
Meanwhile, the trial for the man accused of starting the park fire also resumes today. Ronnie Dean Stout II returns to Butte County Superior Court, where prosecutors accuse him of pushing a burning car down a ravine in Bidwell Park. Stout pleaded not guilty. His two prior strikes mean a conviction could bring 25 years to life. He waived his right to a jury trial, meaning a judge will decide if he's guilty or not. In other things to know, Congressman James Gallagher says California's Attorney General changed the title of a voter ID ballot initiative in a way that could hurt its chances with voters. Prop 39 would require voters to show identification and verify their citizenship before voting. Gallagher says the new title instead emphasizes that the measure would prohibit voting without an ID and frames it as a restriction on voting rights. 36 states have some form of voter ID requirement.
Also, West Nile virus activity is increasing across the North State. Yesterday, Butte County Public Health confirmed the county's first human case of the virus this year. The person is under 18 and experiencing mild to moderate symptoms. No other human cases have been reported in the region. But positive mosquito samples have also been found in Shasta, Yuba, and Sutter counties. Health officials recommend using insect repellent and dumping standing water around homes to reduce mosquito breeding.
And Redding has picked its new interim police chief. The city council this week appointed retired Santa Rosa Police Chief Robert Hank Schreeder to the temporary role, after the former chief retired. Schreeder starts August 3rd and will serve until a permanent replacement is found as part of a nationwide search. The city expects to have a new police chief in late summer or early fall.
And those are your headlines for Friday, July 24th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Matt Fidler.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.